Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This year's legislative session looks very positive for the state's growing brewing industry. It all began with the governor's State of the State address in January.
One area where regulation continues to stifle economic development is microbrewing. South Dakota statutes limit the ability of our homegrown craft breweries to grow and thrive. Current law caps microbreweries at 5,000 barrels per year. And in addition, South Dakota does not allow an in-state microbrewery to sell its product directly to a retailer. Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, all allow that. This year, I'm proposing legislation to make us more competitive with our surrounding states so this emerging industry can continue to grow.
The governor's proposed bill was opposed by beer distributors who offered a proposal of their own. That bill, Senate Bill 173, was modified heavily into a compromise measure that contained much of what was in the governor's original plan. It allows South Dakota microbrewers to produce up to 30,000 barrels a year and allows limited self-distribution. Brewers also would be able to freely transfer beer between their own locations. Seth Cook at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings.
I think it's probably an accomplishment for the entire industry. At the end of the day, between the Senate and the House, there was only 3 votes of opposition between all of the legislative members. So I would say that's probably pretty positive. It means the legislators were happy with the compromise and wanted to move forward with modernizing some of this.
He says plans are being made because of this bill.
We'll start to see some of the growth that was really the focus of the bill. I've already talked to a couple of the brewers, and based on the passage of this bill, they've already put some wheels in motion for making more beer, entering more markets, being able to put more festivals on. So that's positive. You know, I don't know if I can quantify that yet, but it is definitely more than zero, and I guess we'll have to see where that ends up.
Let's look at some of the specifics. The increase in allowable production is a huge jump to 30,000 barrels. That's more than twice the amount of beer made in the entire state right now.
As it stands, if it would have stood without the bill passing, the limit would have been a 5,000 barrel cap on every brew, you know, so that's quite small when you compare it versus the other states. 30,000 was a number that was agreed upon. I think it is reflective of a potential that the state has, and I think it pays respect to kind of where we sit in the region. It definitely opens up a door. It now removes what is a ceiling that would have been reached and will be reached by a few of the brewers, and hopefully more than just a few of the brewers in the states in the next couple of years.
More on the microbrewing bill when Beer Untapped continues.
It's that time of the year to celebrate beer, so why don't you try something new? I'm willing to bet that you won't regret sampling these handcrafted brews.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we dissect the craft beer bill passed during the just-completed legislative session. We discuss the increase in allowable production to still be considered a microbrewer. The bill also allows these brewers to distribute a limited amount of their own product.
The self-distribution element is 1,500 barrels annually. It's a pretty small percentage of a brewery's overall license capacity, 5%. But I think that makes sense, because if a brewery starts distributing more than 1,500 barrels, I think just by market pressure and just by their own business awareness, they're probably going to go through a distributor anyway.
We're talking with Seth Cook at Wooden Legs Brewing. Senate Bill 173 also allows breweries to transfer beer between their own establishments without it counting against their distribution limit.
It allows for craft brewers to be able to move product between their facilities, as long as they have licensed and registered facilities. So
this, up to five of them.
Up to five. So there is a chance that you could see your favorite brewery open up a second tap room or do another location. One of the cool things about this provision is one of those locations is what I consider maybe a transferable or a floating location, and that happens to be a location that could be used for a festival.
And that could mean an increase in beer festivals in the future in South Dakota. And says Seth, the measure cleans up an archaic distribution provision called at rest.
That means that if a beer leaves my facility here in Brookings to be distributed anywhere, it has to go to an official at-rest location as distinguished by the wholesalers. And often that's just a cooler that they own on their property, but that's usually part of their warehouse in Sioux Falls. So if I was to send a, let's just use this example, if I wanted to send a keg to Watertown and use my distributor, they, by law, would have to pick it up here. It would have to come to rest in their possession at their warehouse in Sioux Falls before they turn around and took it to Watertown.
This law makes it so that beer can just simply be in the possession of the distributor, doesn't have to go back to their warehouse. The governor also mentioned the microbrewing bill in a Friday column, touting the accomplishments of this legislative session. It looks like he's planning on signing the bill at a March 26th ceremony. It would become law July 1st. And finally today, it is here. The annual Irish Breakfast at Wooden Lakes Brewing is Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Seth says it's as close as you'll get to an authentic Irish breakfast outside of Ireland.
We have rashers, which is basically Irish bacon. And if you're thinking regular bacon, you are wrong. It's like bacon steaks. We have bangers, which are Irish breakfast sausages. We have black pudding. We have white pudding. Friends, that's not actually pudding, but it's sausage. There's a lot of meat in here. We serve it with beans, we serve it with tomato, we serve it with mushrooms, we serve it with eggs on top, and then we actually include a piece of bread. The only reason is just to soak up the goodness.
And if you buy your tickets ahead of time, you'll save a little money. Get your tickets at the pub or online. Details at the Wooden Lakes Facebook page. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly, and happy St. Patrick's Day.